Jason Rossi here at WEEI. Happy to be joined by Jeremy Bleich. Jeremy, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And the reason we're talking with you today, Jeremy, is because, well, me and the listener, you know, we're in this thing together. We are about to be a part of the world premiere of your documentary you're a part of. And instead of me trying to break it down and give you all the ins and outs, why don't you give us a little synopsis of what this documentary is all about?
Yeah, I'd love to. So basically, I got the privilege to play on Team Israel last year in the World Baseball Classic. We kind of made a little bit surprising news. We qualified for the tournament back in the end of 2016, and we're very we were the underdog story.
Yeah.
But we came together with a few popular names and a few good pedigrees, along with some glue guys and just a common foundation, Judaism, and we made kind of a splash in the World Baseball Classic. So the documentary kind of shows, at the beginning, the trip to Israel. They took 10 of us to Israel on a little bit of a, you know, to show us the country, to show us what we were playing for. They took several Jewish Americans. And then the documentary continues on and goes through our bracket in Korea that we ended up winning, and then on to Japan. So that's kind of the very bare bones description, but that's kind of what it is.
So it's called Heading Home, The Tale of Team Israel. Now, Heading Home, when I first saw that, thinking about baseball, I was like, okay, how does this tie in? But like you just said, was this a lot of the players, the 10 players, some of them was their first time going to Israel. Was this your first time going?
It was actually my second time. I got to go on birthright, but I was in a very, I was in a place that I really got to enjoy multiple things. I got to enjoy Israel from a different perspective on my second trip, and at the same time, got to help educate and help other guys who we were going for the first time on their first experience. So it was a very cool place to be in, and you kind of get to experience Israel through multiple different lenses, which I really appreciated.
Now, when it comes to being a part of it, is this your first documentary you've been a part of?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, I never know, like, when you're in the major leagues, if there's, you know, just sure. There's always cameras around. You never know what you might actually have been in.
Exactly. That's why I said I believe so.
Yeah. Now, with this one, it's the first time, okay, being in a documentary. So when did you know this was actually, like, a documentary that was happening? Was this something when you were on the team, when you guys qualified? Like, hey, we need you to sign all these releases. There's going to be this documentary. Or was this something that kind of picked up steam when maybe the trip was set up? How did that kind of come about?
Yeah, basically when the trip was set up, there was a film crew that went with us. So we knew that they were gathering content. And I think that's actually an interesting question because it provides me an opportunity to tell a potential viewer why I think the documentary is so cool, right? So they planned on getting the content on our trip to Israel, which they did. But as we continued to win, which was somewhat unexpected by the outsiders, as we continued to win, the content grew larger and larger. So the story became bigger, the story became grander and more underdogish, and it kind of gained steam. So I think that also is an element of the documentary that is very exciting to watch.
See, now, obviously, in current form, 2018, it's hard for anybody to look at the city of Boston like underdogs, but this kind of reminds me a little bit of 2004 with the Red Sox. Now, a team there that, you know, had a high payroll, you know, there was some expectations, but the way that team kind of caught on, and there's books written about it, there's movies now out there, like Fever Pitch. Those movies and books were being written of that season regardless of the outcome, and then you see what ends up happening from it and kind of the story and narrative changes. During the time when you were being filmed, did you know of any like kind of like story that they were going to kind of promote or build around this team and around this, you know, run through the World Baseball Classic?
I didn't know, and I can't speak for them either, but I'm not so sure they did either. You know, I'd like to say that we kind of wrote our own story, right? I think obviously, they've done an incredible job of filming the content, putting it all together, and really, you know, cutting and editing. It's a great film. But I think what's interesting about it, like you said, and something that's similar to maybe other teams that fellow Bostonians are familiar with, is that, you know, we wrote a lot of the story, right? The story was, you know, written, and as we continue to win, and the publicity became larger, and we got more followers, the story wrote itself.
Now we're talking with Jeremy Bleich again, the documentary Heading Home, The Tale of Team Israel. That's debuting in West Newton Cinema. And now that's your hometown. What is that just like? Think of where your life has been. How old are you now? 31?
31 years old.
All right, 31 years old. So you're going, you know, you're going home to be a part of this documentary with, you know, all this history and, you know, kind of like a background of your family, your life. Like, what has this all kind of been like, and what are you looking forward to with this, you know, premiere happening in your hometown?
I think it's been an awesome experience, you know, kind of unfolding. Sometimes I think when you're involved with it in the day-to-day part of it, it doesn't seem as surreal. But I think this weekend will be special because, you know, many of my family members will be around, and it'll be an opportunity for me to kind of sit back, and I've seen the movie several times, but I'll be able to sit back and watch others see it. That's my favorite part, is to see other people's reactions and see how the crowd oohs and ahs with the different twists and turns of the film. And so I think I'm most excited for that, and ultimately see the Jewish community come together and you know, enjoy a good night at the theater.
Now, before this filming and everything, you and your Jewish heritage and your background, like, was that something, a big part of your life, or did this kind of enhance that, being a part of Team Israel? All, like you said, going through this kind of like underdog and kind of coming from, you know, behind kind of story, did that deepen your connection, or was this something that's been a part of you your entire life?
That's always been a part of my life. My grandparents, both my father's parents were Holocaust survivors, so it's something that I've always, the Judaism is always something that I was brought up with, and I've always been proud of, and you know, part of the culture. And I think, you know, as this, there obviously not a ton of Jews that play baseball, but I think this experience and this film show and help kind of, you know, open it up to a new part of the culture.
Yeah, it's interesting because when, you know, some of the clips, I've seen the trailer, I've seen some of the parts of this documentary, and I think Kevin Youkilis is quoted. It's kind of interesting. He's like, you're a minority as a part of a minority inside of a sport. Now, obviously,
exactly.
Being, you know, I have Italian heritage, and even looking like even this past run with the Red Sox, you know, this World Series run, we talked a lot about Alex Bregman and people calling in, you know, he has Jewish heritage. It's kind of funny to think, like, we were looking, like, there isn't a ton of players in the history, let alone, like, huge names in baseball that have been Jewish stars. So was there any, like, pressure with that when you guys were playing, you know, to kind of represent a country that isn't necessarily known for its baseball?
I don't know if it was specific pressure due to being Jewish, but I think, you know, it's definitely something that brought us together, right? You know, I've been playing now for 10 some odd years, and you walk into clubhouses all the time, and there's always, you know, you always try to figure out how to introduce yourself, or, hey, what's the common ground here that I can relate to this person, right?
Yeah.
But now, we walked into a clubhouse where we knew what we were. We knew there was already a foundation. We knew there was something that, obviously, there were a lot of differences, but there was something we had in common. And that because of that, we were able to not have to worry about that foundation layer. We got right to playing. There was a quick, I mean, we were together for like 3 days before we played in one of our first games. So, you know, we were able to really come together, gel quickly. And when you're in a foreign, very foreign country to us, and you're with a group of 25 guys and a couple coaches, you come together and there's strength from that.
See, it's just fascinating because, like you say, it's tough enough when you're just probably playing in the majors to come together, and then when you're together with your fellow countrymen and all this history, and like you said, I can't wait to see the part where you guys go back there. Like, what was the experience with some of the players that was their first time going to Israel? Like, what was that like for you? You know, like you said, it was your second trip there. Some of these players that went there for the first time, did it kind of, you know, deepen the connection? How did that work?
Yeah, definitely deepened the connection for me. I think a lot of the guys that went became a lot more in touch with their Judaism than they had been before. You know, the one of the rules for being in the World Baseball Classic in order to qualify to play is you have to be eligible for citizenship in the country that you are playing for. So that because of that, the governing laws were somewhat loose, right? That's why you had a lot of Jewish Americans playing for Team Israel, because being a Jewish American, you are eligible for the country's citizenship. And as a result, you know, you may have some players had a grandparent or a parent or whatever it may be. So maybe they weren't as in touch with their Judaism, but seeing them get off the plane and being a part of that and seeing all the, you know, it's a special place, right? We, if you are Jewish or have any Jewish blood, Israel always has a home for you. And I think that's something that I got to see and that the film is about and, you know, Jewish Americans can kind of all relate to.
Absolutely. Again, it's Jeremy Bleich. The documentary is called Heading Home, The Tale of Team Israel. Jeremy, you're going to be debuting. You're going to be there for the premiere, correct?
I will be there throughout the weekend, and you know, we'll be doing Q&As after the showings and signing autographs and all that fun stuff.
See, that's super exciting, because sometimes, you know, you see these documentaries and you never know what you're going to get out of it, but to see it in person, to be able to do a Q&A, I think that's going to be a special thing. Again, it's happening at the Wes Newton Theater. Jeremy, I appreciate your time, man, and best of luck with this and best of luck with everything going forward.
Thank you so much for having me and for all your help.
I want to thank Jeremy Bleich again for joining me. For more information on Heading Home, the tale of Team Israel and their David and Goliath journey through the 2017 World Baseball Classic, you can check it out and get more information at the Wes Newton Cinema at wesnewtoncinema.com. And for all other baseball and other news around the city of Boston, and for WEEI info and podcasts, you can go to weei.com. I'm Jason Rossi. Thank you for listening.